Radio, Radiokunst.
Hörweite als räumliches Phänomen bezeichnete lange Zeit jene Distanz, innerhalb welcher ein akustisches Signal eindeutig wahrgenommen werden konnte. Zunehmende sinnliche Institutionalisierung veränderte dieses spezifisch räumlich-akustische Phänomen in ein real abstraktes. Durch Radio, Tonband, Film, TV etc. befindet sich zwar der Vermittelnde in Hörweite des Rezipienten, dieser aber nicht in Hörweite des Ersteren. Eine Ausnahme bildete der telefonische Kontakt, der in jede Richtung möglich ist. Die Einwegkommunikation ist festgesetzt, die Vermittlung verläuft institutionalisiert. Hörweite existiert nunmehr als Metaphänomen und somit exemplarisch für Kommunikationsrituale. Das englische Wort Sound bedeutet nebenbei bemerkt auch unversehrt, ungestört, fehlerfrei. Der Prozess schließt sich mit Schallgeschwindigkeit.
Das Konzept in Hörweite des Österreichers Herwig Kempinger aus den 70er Jahren bildet die Ausgangssituation für das Live-Projekt Hörweite Earshot von den Künstlern Gall, Bernhard Leubner und Tom Sherman, das wir Ihnen heute vorstellen möchten. Susanne Niedermeyer begrüßt Sie zu einer weiteren Ausgabe des Kunstradios. Ganz besonders herzlich wollen wir heute die Hörer und Hörerinnen von Radio Österreich International begrüßen. Wir freuen uns sehr, dass wir ab sofort die Möglichkeit haben, Ihnen einmal in der Woche österreichische und internationale Radiokunst- und Soundart-Projekte vorzustellen. Genau, in Zukunft wird Kunstradio nicht nur auf der Frequenz von Österreich 1, sondern auch auf den Kurzwellenradiofrequenzen von Radio Österreich International senden. Die internationale Ausrichtung unseres Programmes ist seit jeher ein zentrales Grundprinzip unserer Sendung. Mit zahlreichen On-Site, On-Air, Online-Projekten hat sich das Kunstradio immer wieder über den Tellerrand der österreichischen Staatsgrenzen hinausgewendet und mediale Räume erschaffen, die Künstler und Künstlerinnen aus der ganzen Welt zusammenführte. Einen Überblick über die gemeinsamen Radiokunstproduktionen und intermedialen Projekte, die im Rahmen bzw. unter der Beteiligung des Kunstradios entstanden sind, erhalten Sie auf unserer Homepage unter der Adresse kunstradio.at. Das Live-Projekt Hörweite Earshot von den beiden österreichischen Künstlern Gall und Bernhard Leubner und dem kanadischen Künstler und Medientheoretiker Tom Sherman steht ebenfalls in dieser Tradition und ist darüber hinaus der erste Teil unserer Serie Replay Updates. Eine Reihe von Sendungen, in der vorwiegend österreichische Künstler und Künstlerinnen in unregelmäßigen Abständen Radiokunstkonzepte aus den 70er Jahren aufgreifen und weiterentwickeln werden. Die Serie Replay Update schließt an die Ausstellung Replay Anfänge internationaler Medienkunst in Österreich an, die im Frühsommer 2000 in der Generali Foundation in Wien zu sehen war und deren Audioteil vom Kunstradio koproduziert wurde. Im Zentrum der heutigen Sendung steht also der Begriff Hörweite, der seit den 70er Jahren zweifellos eine radikale Änderung erfahren hat. Herwig Kempinger hat damals diese Veränderung bereits vorausgesehen. Gall, Bernhard Leubner und Tom Sherman als User Karl QR442 werden in der kommenden Stunde mit ihrem konzeptionellen Radiomix unter dem Titel Hörweite Earshot Kempingers Text reflektieren. Videostreams, Audiostreams, die Stimme des Beobachters Karl QR442. Texte und Sound werden über Telefon und Internet in das Radiostudio im Wiener Funkhaus transportiert, dort in Echtzeit verarbeitet und in den medialen bzw. virtuellen Raum, also ins Radio und ins Internet, zurückprojiziert. Die Hörweite des Betrachters erweitert sich gewissermaßen ins Unendliche. Das Radiostudio, in dem alle Informationen zusammenlaufen, bildet in diesem Prozess eine wichtige Drehscheibe. Bernhard Leubner in einem Text zu Hörweite Earshot:
Webcams und Livestreams lassen uns ohne Vermittlungsinstanz Bilder und Klänge von praktisch beliebigen geografischen Orten wahrnehmen. Wir kommunizieren in jeder Lebenslage schnell und direkt miteinander. Trotzdem oder gerade deshalb empfinden wir als Individuen die physische Trennung vom Kommunikationspartner stärker als je zuvor. In einer Welt, die uns grenzenlose Kommunikation verspricht, wird jeder zum Sender und Empfänger, aber auch zum gut beobachteten User. Gezwungenermaßen hinterlassen wir unsere Spuren überall in Logfiles und Datenbanken, entdecken aber auch selbst die Lust am Beobachten, zum Beispiel auf den unzähligen Seiten mit privaten oder öffentlichen Webcams. Ausgangspunkt der Live-Sendung sind zwei öffentliche Webkameras und die Stimme eines Beobachters. Er ist zu Hause in seinem Kokon, auf sich selbst zurückgeworfen. Er ist ein Protagonist des Mythos der grenzenlosen Kommunikation, ist connected, befindet sich innerhalb unserer Hörweite und doch bleibt er allein vor seinem Bildschirm. Er kommuniziert mit uns via Telefon. Auf seinem PC beobachtet er das Geschehen in seiner Stadt, in unserem Studio. Hört unseren Audio-Stream, wie jeder Web-User das tun kann.
Hörweite Earshots, Teil 1 der Serie Replay Updates. Besuchen Sie uns auf unserer Homepage unter der Adresse kunstradio.at. Wenn Sie die heutige Live-Sendung nicht nur on-air, sondern auch online mitverfolgen möchten.
position. Just let him in. Just pull your other observers in there. He's on the Marshall Street cam. It's 17:15 EST. Actually, it's EDT. We just turned the clock back. Let me just finish the story about Karen. He's going to be here for a while. His pattern's pretty clear. He just sets up and then he can't grow. So just pull a lock on him. Anyways, I'm with Karen and I'm just getting into it. You know, I had her.
Outside of this webcam context, but
I'll give you the information that I have just to review it. He doesn't seem to have a regular job, or like he may work at home.
That's really the last intimate contact that I had with her.
But I had.
What had happened is that I had.
I don't think he's
here, and I think he's gone for last year.
He gets a lot of paper mail, and mostly junk mail.
Intimate contact that I had with her. I had.
Whatever address is
here, I have the name.
This is probably just addressed to resident 329 East Adams, apartment 12. Zip code 13210. He undoubtedly lives alone. I mean, this guy's not hooking up with too many people. He goes to bed around midnight. Every night, maybe a little later sometimes, the lights go on in his apartment. You can see him go on sharp, 7 a.m. sharp every morning. He has a telephone, fixed telephone in his apartment, and he has a cable modem.
I know that from McDill's.
Just actually, if you look down the web there, he's not in the frame right now, but if you look at the Marshall Street webcam, about as far as that figure is right now, just to the right is a place called the Cosmos Pizza. It's just a kind of greasy spoon kind of place. It's been there forever. 143 Marshall Street. He goes in there and eats on his phone, and then there a couple of times it's pretty busy in there. He can kind of watch people without being seen. I sat with my back to him, and he ordered a different meal on the two occasions that I've been in there. The first time he ordered a state fair steak, which is a kind of a steak sandwich, a thin slice of steak grilled with onions on a toasted Italian roll.
Williams,
goes for $4.95.
And $20 goes to Paris. October 6th, 3rd degree. Charged at 120.
I had watched this guy for the last couple of weeks. You know, you think he was meeting somebody. He's just positioning himself.
Syracuse, October 6th, 3rd degree. Charged at
anyway, the steak there, steak Syracuse. Is a thin sliced steak grilled with onions on a toasted Italian roll. And he ordered it with cheese at $5.35.
Syracuse, October 5.
The next time I was in there, when he was getting something to eat, he ordered a tuna bomb, tuna salad on an English muffin topped with tomato and melty cheese. I just had a breakfast while I was in there. He didn't talk to anybody. They serve breakfast anytime in Cosmos. You get two eggs any style and toast for $1.20. You can get it with ham or bacon or sausage. I like to get it with sausage. They serve three nice little sausages for $2.50. You get your choice of white or wheat, rye or Italian toast.
But other than that, everything in that house is great. The walls, everything turned out wonderfully. We did a lot of renovation. Yeah, I was woke up this morning, was walking my dog, and I saw that there was an open house on my block, so I went to look at the apartment. It was an apartment for sale, which we're just renting our apartment.
This assignment, anyway. I really wanted to thank.
It was a one-bedroom, very stable one-bedroom. It needs some renovation, it needs some work.
I know it came kind of naturally, and then I did take some initiative on this one.
$239,000 for it.
Keeping an eye on
Maynard for, so you figure, you guys put 20% down
on the game.
Let's say you got it for two.
Tend to be drawn to webcams and watch a lot of people in there.
Put $40,000 down, you have a mortgage of one.
This guy knows where the webcams are in town, and he's obviously in the position itself to be seen in this context. I was already familiar with him from the Clinton Street cam. You don't get as much detail, but the Clinton Street cam is where I first spotted him. You could identify him from the apparatus and the lights. I know it came kind of naturally, and then I did. Before they started tearing up the square, Warlick used to pace back and forth in front of the warm
memorial, you know, the soldiers and sailors memorial, the giant gems, and totem of some sort. I thought really when I first saw him that he was over here trying to pick somebody up or some kind of a package drop off or something. That's what usually happens in that type of space. That camp that they've closed the center, the town off to start the renovation of the square, it really functions only as a weather camp now. See, that it's starting to get dark. I guess what they're going to do in the city down there in Clinton Square is they're going to reroute the traffic and put in some gardens and a skating rink and just try and revitalize and bring people into the center of town, down to this square. You know, they're going to try to revitalize this dead-ass town. And I wish them good luck because it's going to take more than some grass and some ice to skate on. Downtown of this small New York, central New York city is pretty dead and depopulated. People have moved out to the suburbs and passed this place over and kind of left it behind. It used to be a big important town. Now it's dead. Looking at the Clinton Square camp right now, it's just a dead camp. You know, you can see the skyline, the ancient, decrepit skyline. Orlick's back in the frame, you know, when I watch him, I think of him as the monitor. He's just down there listening. This is Carl. It's at QR442, Syracuse, New York, location number 11, Marshall Street Camp. Time is 17:28 EDT. Just turns our clocks back here. The only other thing I've really learned about him in person is some of his shopping habits. One time I was sitting by his place, I saw him come out sort of late in the morning. Actually, it was about 11:04 a.m. 2 weeks ago. And picked up a number 14 Centro bus at East Adams and Krause, and I followed him in my car. He got off at the Nottingham Plaza, crossed the street, and then walked down 3 or 4 blocks down to Peter's Grocery. It's a long way to go for groceries. You know, that's the place that has a sign that says Peter's is for people. And I followed him around as carefully as I could so he wouldn't see me, and he basically went right for the coffee, bought a pound of dark roast, ground it there for drip grind. It was not the decaf dark roast, but the full caffeine version. He stopped in the dairy aisle and purchased some Dannon yogurt, small containers. He purchased 5 on one occasion, and Actually, he purchased 5 on both occasions. His preference is for peach and apple flavors. He went to the fruit and vegetable section and picked up 2 bananas in both occasions. 2 or 3 bananas. And the second time he picked up 3 bananas. And he got a small bag of apples, about a half dozen of Empire Reds. And then he went into the cookies aisle. He picked up a small package of Fig Newtons. And then he did the strangest thing. He went and looked at all the juices and bought 2 full large containers of Campbell's tomato juice. So he's been to Peter's 3 times in 2 weeks, twice on a Tuesday and once on a Thursday. And when he leaves, he retraces the number 14 bus route. He walks with his groceries in a pack. He wears a soft pack to go shopping. Then they disappear down to the grocery store. Then he did the strangest thing. He had a small package of Then he did the strangest thing. He basically traces the bus route back home. Walks most of the way because the number 14 is very erratic around you now during the weekdays. It's kind of funny that, being another single man, I just kind of relate to the shopping. He buys a lot of the same things that I buy. I buy maybe a pound of coffee a week like that, but I buy espresso extra fine. And I grind it for espresso, and I like to eat yogurt myself to keep my stomach together. I like Danone yogurt because it has 5 active yogurt cultures, including acidophilus culture. And it's also a good source of calcium. I buy 3 or 4 small containers at a time, and I buy always maybe 2 blueberries and a vanilla or 2. I like the vanilla yogurt occasionally. Unlike Mr. Orlick, I never mind tomato juice. I wouldn't call tomato juice cross town for anything. I hate the texture of tomato juice in my mouth.
Supercuts will send you and a guest to the next SU home football game at the Carrier Dome. Team up with the best this football season with News Radio 570, WSYR, and Supercuts.
WSYR, Central New York's only 24-hour
news network.
On water drops, the news watch, the fire stop. On the new road, News Radio 570, WSYR.
Sorry, sex life. Shattered drug test. Irritating implants. Whatever. Call the rock back on the radio. Dr. Dean. 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. Or Mary Doctor.
Es ist 23 Uhr. Der österreichische Rundfunk sendet Nachrichten. Österreich. Der neue Sozialminister Herbert Haupt sieht im Pensionsbereich keinen Handlungsbedarf mehr. Zumindest für diese Legislaturperiode soll es an Investitionswirkungen der jüngsten Reform können ein gewisses Abwarten, sagte Haupt in der ORF-Pressestunde.
Schrittweise wie Haupt ist die Unbewegung der Aktien-Sozialversicherungsverfahren.
Regierungsvertreter und Sozialpartner treffen morgen neulich zu Verhandlungen über die
Sozialfrage. I try to stick to the facts of the matter.
this John made.
But that's when I'm sitting here watching this web.
Yeah, said he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
I feel like
over in the book of Luke, chapter 24, and verse 49, Jesus said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
Right now,
to carry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." So John made a promise that they would be baptized not of the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people use the term the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. So you say, well, what's the big deal about that? One makes the Holy Ghost the baptizer, the other makes him the element. With makes him the element, of makes him the baptizer. Now, he's not the baptizer. But not only that, but you'll notice it's a promise of power. Over the book of Acts, chapter 1,
and I can only speculate
power,
why this guy's hanging. It's pretty obvious that nobody eats anything except
him.
He's ate him for a long time. When you're not needed, calling those people, they would miss me.
Even in the other book of Acts, chapter 10, chapter
9, I get tired of messages on people's machines.
It was an empowering of that New Testament church, and what were they supposed to do? They were supposed
this work
to
that I do is so valuable right now because
I
keep things from
classing
in on me.
From the book of Romans on through to the end. That's where we take our doctrine from, by the way.
That my work's important.
Commanded to seek a baptism other than
what
was
submitted
to drinking water baptism.
But we are commanded to take care of
the
work.
We're not supposed to be seeking a baptism. We're supposed to seek to be filled. And very simply,
you
do that by
pride that I have in getting things right.
Anybody that's converted after the day of Pentecost, it receives the Holy Ghost at the moment of his conversion. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, and who is also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that you believed, he was sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The moment you pray, the moment you say, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And verse 14 says, which is the earnest. Earnest is a down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of his glory. And so the Holy Spirit of God is our down payment. The instant you're saved, he will stand. The Bible says the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 9. And now, but you're not the flesh, but in the Spirit. And so the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ,
You're involved.
I just keep seeing
Your dead face is serious. Keep thinking about myself watching you on this webcam. It's like we're practicing a new kind of grieving. Sort of like it's,
October 5.
We're both kind of being caught in the act of grieving. I'm comfortable with the process, but he's probably wondering why he was singled out for this assignment. If I could talk to him, I think I'd just tell him it's the luck of the draw. Just been watching him for a couple of weeks. I can see him when I close my eyes now. Just like I can see you. I can see you listening to me right now. When I call Karen after you, though she hangs up right away, just hearing her voice, it just makes me feel good to be there with her just for an instant. I can see, just to know that she's still there. I can see you listening to me right now. I haven't seen her for a long time, me right now. She's starting to fade.
I just wonder why.
came from. I can see you listening to me right now. The brakes down real bad, they'd probably lock you up. Sometimes I just feel like
trying to make contact.
The only thing I have is this job. And if I didn't have this job, I'd be in big trouble. Because I'm always here, I'm reliable. I follow through, I take good notes, I run the gear that I have to run, and I know you appreciate that. I've got my role to fill. Just top of my base feels just starts to pull.
Sie hörten Hörweite Earshot von Gall, Bernhard Leubner und Tom Sherman, aka Karl QR442. Den ersten Teil der Kunstradioserie Replay Update. Eine Reihe von Sendungen, in der vorwiegend österreichische Künstler und Künstlerinnen in unregelmäßigen Abständen Radiokunstkonzepte aus den 70er Jahren aufgreifen und weiterentwickeln werden. Demnächst wird im Rahmen der Serie Replay Update auch eine CD erscheinen. Mehr Informationen dazu und natürlich wie immer auch das Stück der heutigen Sendung in voller Länge zum Nachhören finden Sie auf unserer Homepage unter folgender Adresse.
Kunstradio.at.
Nächste Woche hören Sie einen weiteren Teil unserer Serie Australian Radio and Sound Art. Diesmal mit einem Stück von Elvin Dennis. Ich aber verabschiede mich. Moderiert wurde die heutige Sendung von Susanne Niedermeyer, Sprecher Heinz Reich, Technik Anton Reininger, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann. Im Namen des Teams wünschen wir Ihnen noch eine gute Nacht.